The Forest County Potawatomi expect to pour at least $120 million into its Milwaukee casino now that its deal with the state has final approval. Attorney General for the tribe, Jeff Crawford.
We anticipate that at a minimum we'll be doubling the current size of the casino. We'll be adding about 950 new jobs. I anticipate that will translate into about 300 to 500 construction jobs.
Crawford says Forest County can also expect expansion at that casino, calling it a construction boom for the area. The Potawatomi Compact is perpetual except for mutually agreed upon reopeners. It allows for expanded games in exchange for larger payments to the state. One thing the Bureau of Indian Affairs did strike from the compact was a provision allowing Potawatomi exclusive rights to tribal casinos within 50 miles of its Milwaukee operation. That keeps alive the possibility of an off-reservation casino in Kenosha. Governor Jim Doyle.
Clearly the reason they did it was to keep Kenosha as an option. There are still so many hurdles for Kenosha, Beloit, anybody to get over that we're talking about years and years down the road. There isn't even an application in front of the BIA from Kenosha at this point.
The Menominee have long discussed operating a casino in Kenosha. That tribe's chairperson did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment. But the Potawatomi's Jeff Crawford says removing the 50-mile exclusivity wasn't a big deal. His spokesperson says that's because it's unlikely anyone could successfully compete with the Potawatomi's Milwaukee operation, especially now that major expansion is in the works. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.